When you feel afraid and anxious, you can always lean on God to take care of you. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. I've definitely felt alone and scared of what's next in my life. Sometimes I'm afraid of the consequences of my own dumb actions. Sometimes it's fear of things that are totally out of my own control. Now, if you feel the same way today, take some comfort from today's poem, "The God Who's Here" by Elizabeth Blanton. Though I walk through darkest valleys, in the shadows of my fear, I can hold my head up high because I know you're here. The sparrows do not worry. They're not afraid. They do not stress because the Lord cares for them. So his children are certainly blessed. When mountains fall and earth gives way, we can have peace of mind. We have a fortress and refuge as strong as any can find. We don't need to wander. Our shepherd won't let us fall. We are secure. We have a home. His arms open to us all. Okay, so let's think about this a little more. Because the world has been broken by sin, we all feel afraid and anxious sometimes. Jesus himself experienced deep distress before going to the cross. Read about that in Matthew 26. But Jesus died and rose again to defeat sin and all of its effects, including fear, worry, and anxiety. He will return one day to restore creation and raise us from the dead, establishing his rule and reign of perfect peace. In the meantime, he promises to always be with us, feeling our hurts with us and giving us his peace and strength, even in the midst of difficulty. Read about that in Matthew 1, 23 and chapter 28, verse 20. Once we've put our trust in Jesus, we can know that we are never alone because he is the God who's here. When you feel worried or afraid, who are trusted Christians in your life who can remind you of Jesus' presence with you? Now, you and I can read in Romans 8, 38 and 39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read Psalms 23 and 46, Matthew 10 verses 29 through 31, and Ephesians 1 verse 3 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. And did you know that we have an Unlocked Devo Instagram? Well, we do. And each month we dive into a new theme. This month we're talking about guidance, decision-making, uncertainty, and all that kind of good stuff. Head over and join the conversation on Instagram at Unlocked Devo. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, where to find shelter from the harshness of life. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.